In the world of store-bought desserts, Hostess Twinkies are in a world unto themselves. The cream-filled sponge cakes have had their share of fame. They were once the subject of a criminal defense, and Twinkies were included in the U.S. Millennium Time Capsule, representing an object of enduring American symbolism. Well, a science teacher at the Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, Maine, has discovered just how enduring Twinkies can be. Roger Benatti wanted to find out just how long a Twinkie would really last, so he left one sitting on his blackboard for 3 decades.
It was about 31 years ago, and I was teaching a class in chemistry, and we happened to be discussing food additives and different chemicals that would be placed in foods for various reasons, and we were discussing food preservatives, and a student happened to ask me, how long would a Twinkie last? And my answer was, well, I have no idea, but let's do an experiment. So I sent a student down to the general store, which is next door to our school, and he picked up a package of 2 Twinkies. He brought it up to the classroom. I unwrapped the Twinkies, and I immediately ate one. And I simply placed the second Twinkie on top of the blackboard, and we began our experiment.
So the Twinkie is not even in the original packaging.
Oh, no. It was unwrapped immediately.
Open to the air and the oxygen.
And the dust and the chalk dust and God knows what else is in the chemistry room.
Well, what's it look like?
Well, it's rather dusty. I must admit, in the past year, because of its fame, it's been sort of taken out and shown more in the past year than in the previous 30 years. So it's begun to sort of exfoliate a little bit. It's starting to flake off just a tad. But it's sort of off-yellow, dusty. The bottom, you know, appears as be a little, you know, perhaps moldy, but just a little bit at the bottom of it.
So as a man of science, can you explain this? Why it hasn't, why it's not covered with fuzzy green mold after all these years?
I think its primary thing, I think it did tend to dry out. I think desiccation, you know, was its saving grace. It's rather dry and brittle now. And because it's been kept, I think, dry, along with the preservatives, which I'm sure, you know, the Hostess company aren't particularly proud of. It's lasted quite some time.
Well, we should actually say that the Hostess company says that that Twinkies are made of milk and sugar and flour, and just like anything else, they're going to go bad after a amount of time.
Right, and I think it just happened to simply become quite dry and such. And I'm not sure I'd try to eat it right now. I don't think I'd want to risk it.
I don't think that'd be a good idea.
No.
Well, with that carbon-dated Twinkie in your classroom over all these years, I'm wondering if kids at school are still bringing these in their lunchbox, or if this is a sort of a no-Twinkie zone there at the Stevens Academy.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, I don't think this has caused anyone to actually fear the Twinkie. I mean, they just sort of marvel at the miracle of engineering that is the Twinkie.
Now, you know, beyond just being something that you could sort of poke fun at and a conversation piece in your classroom, is there some enduring lesson in this experiment?
An enduring lesson. Well, it's just like in any experiment, you know, like many times the best experiment is one when you have no idea what the outcome is going to be. And this was definitely that kind of an experiment.
Do you have other food items in your classroom that students are leaving out? Are there oranges or little Debbie cakes?
My classroom is a Fig Newton. The Fig Newton, this was, however, dated with a magic marker on it, so we know the Fig Newton is now about 15 years old. But kids were trying to bring a whole bunch of food stuff into my classroom to be stored, and I just point out this was not going to be the Decay Hall of Fame. So all we had was a Twinkie and a Fig Newton.
Mr. Benatti, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you very much.
Roger Benatti is a teacher at George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, Maine.